The Advancement Project released a report on Thursday called End of the Line, predicting long lines in many of the country's minority voting precincts. Judith Brown Dianis, co-director of Advancement Project, said they compared expected turnout in several places in the country with the resources available at polling locations to see if the system could handle the increased turnout. The study of precinct resources such as machines and poll workers focused on what Brown Dianis called the new battleground states.
In places like Virginia and Pennsylvania, election officials are not prepared for the turnout. They have had these surges in registrations, and what that means is that they need to have additional resources, but unfortunately, they don't have additional machines. We found that they are under-resourced, that the machines that they have are misallocated. They're not in the precincts where we expect to see the turnout. And we also found that in some places, like in Virginia, in Richmond in particular, and Virginia Beach, that there are racial disparities with regard to the allocation of machines and poll workers.
23 million more voters cast ballots in the primary elections this year than ever before, Brown Diana said, and that should translate to increased voter turnout on November 4th. She said it's important that elections officials take the steps necessary to meet the need. Brown Dianis is concerned about long lines at polls because that could discourage minority voters who don't have the luxury of taking hours off work to vote. The report looked at expected turnout by precinct in six Florida counties, including Hillsborough, but couldn't look at allocation of resources because, Brown Dianis said, most elections officials did not provide that information through Freedom of Information requests. They found an increase of 33,000 registered voters in Hillsborough from January through July. Brown Dianis encourages Floridians to vote early, which she said might factor in to reduce the wait time on election day in the state. Hillsborough County Supervisor of Elections Buddy Johnson said that lines shouldn't be a problem in his county.
Hillsborough is in good shape, and we are in good shape because we have ample supply of privacy booths for people to actually vote at, and that's where the time will be taken. To the extent that people vote quickly, the lines will be shorter.
Brown Dianis said the Advancement Project is part of a lawsuit against the state trying to stop Florida's No Match, No Vote law, which requires that a person's name and identification numbers match exactly in order to be added to the voting rolls. It's been applied to new registrations since September 8th.
We understand there are about 7,000 new voters who didn't make it to the rolls because their Social Security number was not a match with what was on the Social Security Administration's rolls, and that doesn't mean that there was actually a mismatch. It could mean that there was human error, and so we're very concerned that these people may not make it to the rolls, and that doesn't include the backlog of applications that election officials are still adding to the roll. So we may see that number will increase dramatically as they process the applications that were filed within the last few days of the registration deadline.
In a New York Times article on Thursday, Florida was criticized along with South Dakota, Iowa, and Louisiana as states that flag voter registrations without exact database matches, but also will not allow flagged voters back on the rolls until after the flag has been cleared up. The same article said that in three states, Colorado, Louisiana, and Michigan, the number of names purged from voter rolls since August 1st far exceeds the number of people who died or moved out of those states during that time. In addition, the article reported that the commissioner of the Social Security Administration sent a letter to the Justice Department and to the states of Alabama, Georgia, Indiana, Nevada, North Carolina, and Ohio, warning that they may be in violation of federal law by accessing the Social Security database more frequently than allowed. Adam Skaggs is counsel at the Brennan Center for Justice at New York School of Law.
Now, what the concern is with this big numbers of voter records being sent to Social Security is that they're not just sending up the records of new voters, but in fact are going over the records of voters that potentially have been registered for years and years, voting for 25, 30 years, and trying to send those records up. And if those people didn't match, the concern is that those voters will be prevented from voting a regular ballot, perhaps kicked off the voter rolls. So there's certainly a situation that, you know, we're not sure exactly why those numbers were as high as they were. It's not a guarantee that that means they're trying to kick voters off the rolls, but it certainly raises questions.
WMNF attempted to speak with the Social Security Administration, but they did not contact us by deadline. Skaggs recommends that voters check with their Supervisor of Elections office to confirm that they are indeed registered. That view is shared by Pam Hengel, the vice president and co-founder of Florida Voters Coalition.
They're using the Social Security database as the database of choice rather than making it the last resort. And the reason for that is because the for the Social Security database being higher, whereas a driver's license database is going to be more reliable. And what they are saying, and it seems to be true, that the Help America Vote Act requires that, so it could very well be that these purges are illegal, made illegal by federal law, and I'm sure that that will continue to be further explored.
Hillsborough Supervisor of Elections Buddy Johnson said that nobody who should be allowed to vote will be kept from doing so.
Well, I can only speak to Hillsborough County, and I will tell you that my staff here is instructed, number one, to obey the law and follow it carefully, and then secondly, to use the guiding principle that we always err on the side of the voter.
Last week, Florida Secretary of State Kurt Browning said that between September 8th, when the No Match, No Vote law began to be applied, and October 3rd, there were nearly 229,000 new registrations. Of those, nearly 33,000 had match problems at first. More than 10,000 of the voters were notified by mail, and 3,000 of those problems had been resolved. Jennifer Krell Davis is Communications Director for the Florida Secretary of State.
Our Bureau of Voter Registration Services sees every application that doesn't match with the DMV records.
The deadline to register to vote on November 4th has passed. Early voting begins on October 20th. You can find links to the reports and groups mentioned in this story in our news archive, wmnf.org/news. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.